There is fresh powder across the state this week after the first big snow of the season. That's got skiers hitting the slopes. In the Upper Valley, one man has stumbled across an appropriately timed ski season mystery in the remains of an old falling down house. NHPR's Brita Green went to investigate and has this report.
Rory Goller bought a big old farmhouse in Lebanon about 7 or 8 years ago. It has beautiful views of the Connecticut River Valley, a little orchard in the backyard.
I mean, I think it looks like what a house should look like on the New Hampshire countryside, for sure.
It's mostly surrounded by open space, but next door, and I mean right next door, on one side is another house, and it's not in good shape.
Pretty run down, pretty sprawling.
Lebanon's property records listed in, quote, very poor condition. Low ceilings, old carpeting, trees growing up from the base of the outdoor pool, Goller says. When he bought his place, there was an older couple living there. But a couple of years ago, the bank foreclosed on the property, and Goller jumped at the opportunity to buy it. It would have been hard to imagine what he'd find inside.
Obviously, the interesting part about a foreclosure is it's not like they give you the key. They're just like, yeah, now it's yours, so you have to break in to your own house. What is your own house? So I unscrewed the door and started looking around, and this is one of the rooms that I found.
In front of us is a mountain of downhill skis. They fill the room, piled high this way and that, some on racks, some on the floor. Probably 400 to 500 pairs.
And they're of all different brands, shapes, sizes, condition. So
I love this one right here. It says bad tip.
Yeah. You know, I had a couple of friends be like, oh, I'm going to grab a pair. And I'm like, by all means. You know, and they would take them to the ski shop, and the responsible ski shop owners wouldn't even adjust them to their boots. They're like, nope, this isn't safe. We're not doing it. So
the skis are decades old, and some are not in great condition. So it turns out this place was well known in town back in the day. And the man that lived here was something of a legend himself.
You could go up and he would fix you up with skis, not this year's model for sure, but they would be skis that you could come out and learn how to ski and have a good time on.
Erling Heistad is a lifelong Lebanon resident. He's son of the founder of a local ski spot called Storrs Hill. I met him over at that hill, actually, at the base of the run.
It rains down from the snowmaking. It'll puddle underneath there.
Up on the side of the hill is a huge ski jump, supported by trellised sides, rising high in the air. Heistad can still remember when it was built in 1954.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was 14 and that was built, and I was off it right away, going more than 150 feet in the air, flying down there.
He says the guy who owned the old ski shop was named Jesse Truman. He passed away about 5 years ago, but he's still remembered by old-timers in town. And his shop was a real fixture in Lebanon back in the day. Thousands of kids probably slid down this ski jump on Truman-issue skis, soaring over the snow.
I used to coach the Alpine program here, and kids would show up, and they'd be standing around, and you'd be looking at them, and they don't have skis, and you don't know what to do. And so send them up to Jesse, and they'd come back the next day, and they'd have a pair of skis and a pair of boots and poles, and they'd be ready to start.
He says it didn't matter if the kids had money or not. Truman would give them something to get them going. That was just his spirit.
And it wasn't just from Lebanon. They'd come from Enfield, Canaan, Hanover, White River, wherever. Jesse was always there to supply you with another longer pair than what you had last year's skis.
Walking through the shop now, it's like walking into a time capsule.
The workshop back here, this is, I think, where most of the ski tuning happened. So these are ski tuning machines. I don't know if they work because there's never been electrical service to this house since I've owned it.
Everything is still in place. There's a tiny old TV perched up on a shelf. Old ski boots, never worn, still in their original packaging. Boxes stacked in towers against the wall.
Yeah, I mean, I would venture that a lot of this just has not been touched at all in 15 or 20 years.
Goller says he's tried to find a home for the hundreds of skis, but no ski shops will take them. Skis are made differently now, and these are too out of date. He's tried Craigslist, Facebook, even tried calling people that make things like fences and furniture out of skis, but no luck. And as for the house, it's just so run down, he says he has to have it demolished. That'll happen in the coming days. Everything inside, too, will have to go, and that includes all the skis.
There could be some treasures in there, but they're so surrounded by other stuff that you can't find them, and you can't identify them. And so, unfortunately, it's just all going to go into a truck and over to the landfill.
Luckily, even if the equipment itself doesn't endure, the memories do. And that old ski hill in town, it's still run off the energy of a whole team of community volunteers. People like Truman, who share a commitment to good, old-fashioned winter fun. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.